Have you ever been to Walt Disney World on a day that was so hot that you were searching for some relief from the heat? Maybe a visit to Typhoon Lagoon or Blizzard Beach should be on your to-do list. We are here to break it down for you. It's time for the My Mickey Podcast.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Bridget.
We are huge Disney fans.
And travel experts.
As professional travel advisors, we want your vacation experiences to be as magical and simple as possible.
So each week, the two of us, along with an occasional friend from My Mickey Vacation Travel, will bring you the very best tips, advice, strategies, and updates from the world of Disney and beyond.
So sit back and enjoy the show.
All right, so let's start talking about our water parks at Walt Disney World. I think maybe
Knock, knock. Can I pop my head into the studio for a second?
Do we have a visitor to our podcast?
Is that Jeff Stoner I hear?
Yes, it is. Well, hello, ladies. I just wanted to hop in here real quick. In case you aren't aware, do you guys know what episode number we are on?
No.
This is episode number 52.
Ooh, wow.
Which means happy birthday. It is our 1 year anniversary of the My Mickey podcast.
Oh my goodness. This is a birthday surprise. I had no clue.
I feel so young.
Oh, that's great.
I wish
I just wanted to pop in here and say happy birthday and to say thank you for all you guys have done for the entire last year. And I want to throw Renee in here too. I know she's kind of moved on to other things, but Nicole, Bridget, thank you so much for all the work you've put into helping all the listeners just understand all the cool ins and outs of Disney and other destinations. And we're just so grateful for all the work you've put in. But I have a couple surprises for you.
Oh,
you ready?
Oh man. Is it a celebration?
You haven't even heard it yet, but we're doing a whole brand new opening to the podcast every week. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be new and exciting.
Yep.
So I gave you all a script. You haven't even really spent any time on it yet. So you're going to record that today.
Okay.
And it's going to be on this week's episode. But the other thing is, we have hired a professional editor for our podcast.
Woo!
Yay! So you guys are going to sound even better than you already do. So we're very excited about that. And we're really excited about, you know, where we're going in the next, you know, the next 52 weeks. So anyway, I just wanted to pop in here. I'll let you get back to your water park conversation, but I just wanted to pop in here and say thank you. Congratulations. And again, happy birthday.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome. Bye.
I can't believe it's been a year.
I can't either. That's crazy. Wild.
I know. I can't believe it. Well, I mean, I guess we should go back to talking about water parks after our birthday celebration.
Heck yeah. What better way to celebrate than a visit to Typhoon Lagoon?
Hey, I love Typhoon Lagoon for a lot of reasons. But I think this is a great water park to start with.
For me, I think anybody who's been or anyone who's looked up images of this park, mm-hmm. I would obviously say, you know, the Typhoon Lagoon, the surf pool,
the wave pool
there. Yep. It is phenomenal.
Yep. It's a great pool. It's huge. It's way bigger than, I think the pictures are a little deceiving when you look at it online. And those swells are huge. I think online it says 6 feet. 6 feet swells in the largest wave pool in North America. So this is kind of a major situation.
You know, what I love is like the best part is like when you're waiting for it or the kids are waiting for it. I don't think you realize just how big those waves are until they hit you.
Yeah.
And like, just so you know, you're not necessarily safe if you're closer to shore. Sometimes that's where you get slammed the hardest.
Yeah, I do agree. I'm more of a shore girl. And so I'll stand out not quite in the middle. But yeah, you do feel it the closer you are to shore.
I do love that. And I think that's what most people think of when when they think of Typhoon Lagoon. But it has some great rides, some great, you know, some other great features if you're just kind of enjoying the park there.
Yeah, I agree. I love Misadventure Falls because I like the family raft because
yes.
you can fit four people. And so my family of three, we get a, ride in a raft together. So I do. Misadventure Falls is one of my favorite experiences just because we can do it all together.
We have, you know, I will say, as much as I am a wuss sometimes when it comes to like theme park attraction rides, yeah. I will do water park slides.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm a big fan of the Crush and Gusher.
Yes.
I don't have a preference as to which attraction I do, or which slide I do. It's really like whichever one looks the shortest.
Yeah.
But I love the theming there. I just think it's so fun because they're fruit shoots. So you have the pineapple plunger, the coconut crusher, or the banana blaster.
Yep. Yeah, I do. I like Crush and Gusher. The last time we were there last summer again, and they were already to the top. We were getting ready to get on the water slide, and then a thunderstorm rolled through. They shut it down, and so we didn't get to do it because the park had shut down for a little bit of a lightning delay. But love Crush and Gusher. Love Misadventure Falls. The wave pool's great, and there's actually a lot of good food options that's happening at Typhoon Lagoon as well.
I will say one place we always stop is the Happy Landings ice cream.
Yes.
For the ice cream lovers in our group. That's our number one spot.
Yeah.
That's our number one spot.
Yeah. There's a lot of quick service options that are there. You can do mobile order, which I would recommend, especially if you're wanting to eat in peak time. So if you're wanting to eat at 12, if you're wanting to eat right at dinner time, you're going to need to make sure that you're ordering your mobile order in advance, because that's going to cut back on a lot of the wait time that you're going to have.
You know what we'll do is that, you know, because you don't want to have your phone with you when you're doing, you know, a lot of times it's hard to have your phone with you if you're at a water park. So we'll mobile order, and then we'll do like one lap around the Lazy River, because that's my jam. And then by then we know it's time to like go head over and our food is going to be ready.
We actually have those lanyards that you can put your phone in, the water protected ones. We bought those for a trip to Mexico a few years ago. And then we take them to the water park because we can have our phone with us and it can be in the water and it's sealed and safe to go. I know that they do sell those at Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach, but you could definitely get them for more affordable if you plan ahead on Amazon.
So that's great too. And then let's say you're not about being out and about. Like for me, I don't mind. Once we're at a water park, I just need a chair to throw our stuff down and then we go. Really, it's just it's a meeting point in case we're splitting up. It's just a place to keep our stuff. It's where we'll eat if we need a small break. But if you're a family that really kind of wants to unwind and have a place to go, they do have the Beachcomber Shacks.
Yeah, I think that's a good option, particularly if you're traveling multi-generational. So if you've got grandparents with you who might not want to be in the sun a lot, if you're traveling with really small children, so babies, and you know that they're going to need a little bit of a break, to have a shaded area that's specifically your own, I think could be really a good option. But those do book in advance, so you have to make sure that you're preparing ahead for that.
This is Jeff, your podcast producer and co-owner of My Mickey Vacation Travel. Are you still thinking about a summer vacation and just don't know where to go? Let's talk about a visit to Walt Disney World. With the help of the travel advisors at My Mickey Vacation Travel, you can bring the magic to your entire family this summer. Don't be overwhelmed by all the planning options, resort choices, and discount offers. We will design the perfect summer vacation for your family. And guess what? We have all the tips for the best pools to stay cool. So be sure to contact the dream designers at My Mickey Vacation Travel today at mymickeyvacation.com. And now back to the show.
All right. Should we head over to Blizzard Beach? And should I ask, dare I ask, do you have a preference? Do you know which park you like better?
So I like Blizzard Beach, and it's for a very nostalgic reason. That was the first water park that we took Cora to when she was tiny. And I remember thinking, because Cora's first visit was when she was 16 months old. And I was just so afraid that she was too young to enjoy anything. But of course, in the parks, we realized she's not too young. This is super fun. And then we get over to Blizzard Beach, and I was like, oh my gosh, they have this whole area for tiny little kids at Tykes Peak so that they can play. It's a frozen themed area. And so it felt very safe. The water is a very safe level. Lots of small little slides that little kids can enjoy. And so I felt like it was a good option for people with little kids for sure.
I do like Blizzard Beach for the younger kiddos. Yeah. I like they have, you know, you definitely have your attractions and your rides, but I feel like they have a lot of like little things that you can do too, like a lot of water activities that keep you busy that aren't the slides. But my favorite slide there are the toboggan racers.
Oh, fun.
I do think that's fun. I think what freaks me out, but I love it, is that the toboggan racers, you're going head first and the mat really does feel like a toboggan. But I feel like that goes against everything you've ever been told at a water park when it's like, lean back, like feet first.
Yeah.
This, it's head first going down. And I'm always like, I'm going to fly off. I'm always afraid I'm going to fly off every time I go down. And then I'm like, oh no, I love this.
Yeah. Have you done Summit Plummet?
Not since high school.
Okay. I will not. My husband has done it, but I will not. That is a plunge of 12 stories through a dark tunnel. I mean, it is a high speed free fall and people love it. I mean, there's a line. People love that.
Full disclosure, it's not because I'm afraid. I just feel like I'm too old and I just remember doing it for my teen years. Everything you're wearing gets shifted around.
Yes.
And I do get nervous like wearing like extra clothing, like t-shirts or shorts or something on that it could get caught.
Yeah.
So that's one that I feel like you really do need to like just be in your suit for. And like I said, my fear now is I'm too old. And if something gets shifted around, I'm going to scare everyone at the park.
It's a pretty massive slide. Well, I know that you mentioned it at Typhoon Lagoon, but maybe we should mention it here as well. There is a lazy river. And so if you just want to lay on an inner tube and veg out, you can absolutely do that. So they have that at both of the water parks, very relaxing, lazy river situation.
And what I like is these are legit lazy rivers. Like they are taking you around nearly the entire park. So you can like see everything. Although I say like, just make sure like, you know, where you're getting on and off. Cause you can like completely get off at a different end of the park.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a nice way if you're heading to a different section of the park to do it via the lazy river.
Yep. And they do have a lot of food options at this park as well. We've got the Avalanche, which I remember, the Polar Club, if you want to get a nice beverage there. So there's a lot of places that you can eat at and utilize your mobile order. So you don't have to feel like that you have to leave the park in order to have lunch. You can have it right there and you're good to go.
And we didn't mention this at Typhoon Lagoon, but they both have, you know, what I like about their souvenir shops, it has everything you need. So if you need towels, if you need new swim gear, flip-flops, sunblock, even like beach, you know, they still have like pails and shovels. You can get all of that right there in case you forget anything. To this day, my favorite pair of swim shorts that I own are from Blizzard Beach.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know why. I don't know what it was. I like checked out the brand to get more, but they were just, I love wearing swim shorts to the parks in the summer because like if I'm on like a water ride or something, or if it's raining, cause it's the rainy season, you dry off pretty quickly. But they're my favorite shorts and they came from one of the shops at Blizzard Beach.
Now that you mentioned that, that brings up something I forgot. Last summer while we were riding Misadventure Falls, Cora lost her goggles. And she's the type of kid that will not go under the water unless we have goggles. So I actually bought her a pair of goggles from the gift shop there. So if you've misplaced anything, if you forgot something, you can absolutely get it there.
Yeah. And now let's chat about, because Disney just announced that the H2O Glow Nights, that after hours event at Disney's Typhoon Lagoon, is coming back. And we've done that a few times and I love it.
We did it once. We did it 2 years ago in the summer for our daughter's birthday. And it was so fun. We had a great time.
You know, for us, it's nice because like any after hour event at Disney, you have lower wait times.
Yeah.
But you know, what I really like is they have that party vibe going the second you walk in. They have the bubble maker going that you're walking through. Everything is lit up. So literally it's glowing.
Yeah.
So they were giving out glow necklaces 1 year, but everything is glowing. Everything is neon and the park just looks neat. And then they have fun dance parties with the characters. They have specialty food. And then, of course, you're experiencing, you know, the water parks with the lower wait times. Like, I don't think we waited in line for any attraction that we did.
Yeah, it's a limited capacity, so that's going to help on any wait times for any of the water slides. You have complimentary snacks, which is a big draw. You've got ice cream novelties, so your ice cream sandwiches, your Mickey bars, they have popcorn, and then some select beverages as well. So those are all complimentary throughout the night.
And new for 2025. So anybody, you know, if you remember, Disney has opened the vacation packages for 2025 much earlier than they have in years past. And one of the perks now is if you're booking a vacation package, you now have the option to visit one of these two parks on your check-in day.
Yeah, I think that that is particularly for people who are visiting during the very warm times of the year, that's going to be an attractive option for families. You just need to make sure that you're checking those park hours and make sure that your flight's arriving early enough in the day where you can take advantage of that, because it is only on your arrival day, but definitely a way that you can check out one of those water parks. And it's all complimentary. It's included with your 2025 package.
And I think that's what's nice, because I know a lot of families will ask, like, what should they do on the first day? And I think doing a park, if you just flew in, I think that's a lot. Unless you're familiar with the parks, you know, you're not getting in a full day. Mm-hmm. But if you are getting in early enough and maybe you're staying at a resort, while they all have great pools, you know, they're not water parks.
Right.
So knowing that it's, you know, something that's now, you know, it's a perk that's complimentary to you and it's not going to cost you anything. You just hop on the resort shuttle and you head over to whichever park you want.
Yep.
It's funny, I've actually seen a lot of people in posts saying like, oh, we're going to do split stays just so we can take advantage and be there.
Oh my goodness.
Right? So
they'll get a couple of park days.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if that works. I'm sure Disney's thought about that. But I know the idea of going to the water park, you know, especially for free is appealing to a lot of people.
And so for those of you that are interested in booking H2O Glow, the After Hours Party, this event takes place 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Yes, it is very dark by that time, and it is still fun, very fun party environment. But you can enter the park as early as 6 o'clock. So most guests are going to have to leave pretty soon after that if they do not have a party ticket. So just keep that in mind. You can get in there at 6 o'clock. You could stay till 11, and it's on select nights. And later in May through August.
Well, thank you so much for listening. We hope that we have inspired you to consider a water park visit during your next Walt Disney World vacation. As always, reach out to the Dream Designers at My Mickey Vacation Travel if you're ready to plan an upcoming adventure to Disney or beyond. They have the tips and insider secrets to enhance your vacation experience. You can learn more at mymickeyvacation.com. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you real soon.